What they are aiming to do is to open a door for a particular fallen angel described in Revelation chapter 9 to come up again. So just check whether all these things are coincidences. And like I said, as I came in here this morning, I saw an eagle hovering over this place. As I speak, that eagle is still flapping his wings. And it makes me to know that even though I don't know the name we have called this, I don't know what Pastor David has chosen, that this is a prophetic meeting. And the Lord says that he has come here to recruit. I see an angel going around with a paper. You know, the Lord says that this dimension of the prophetic anointing he's talking about is for man. It's not going to be for spirits. That he has come to recruit people that he can make to come into this prophetic office. And this dimension of the prophetic anointing the Lord is releasing will be two kinds, at least that this ministry will see. The one of it is the prophet in the marketplace. It takes the prophetic anointing to call for the blessings of heaven in a season where men are becoming gods and setting up thrones for Satan in the marketplace. You know, many of the people that are sitting at the top in the marketplace are men who through sacrifices and rituals have become gods. It takes a god to judge God. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. So I see an angel moving around with a paper, and I know that there are people that God will be speaking to your heart, that he is preparing you for this. One dimension of it is the marketplace, where God will raise people and bring unusual wealth. Because this thing that God is bringing to Africa will require money. On November 13, 2013, we went to Anambra State to do some prophetic assignments. The night when we finished the assignment, we were in a place. The witches in that village discovered that we have desecrated their altar. And they ganged together and said that we will not live our life. And we began to pray. As we were praying, the Lord came down. And the Lord said that in this season, that he's going to raise men. Because in that experience, I saw the Lord, and this song came to me, this Igbo song that says, Ma metu onuwe gaka, ma metu onuwe. When I wanted to sing it, the Lord told me to keep quiet, that I should be asking for the garment to be put on me, that he has done his own and gone, and that he has this garment to put on people, that people will also touch them and be healed. And the Lord is here today. An angel is walking around to recruit men, to bring them into this dimension of the prophetic office. The second dimension of it, God is also going to raise men, priests, that he will put his word in their mouths, that they will speak his counsel with clarity. Because this distortion that has come to the gospel, it will take the apostolic and prophetic office to set order and to say, this is the word of God. And to command people who have gone into error to shut up and close their books. That they deceive people no more. God is going to raise priests with a prophetic ministry that will come with a demonstration of the power of God. And an unusual understanding of his word. That when they set for the counsel of God, arguments will cease. Arguments will cease. God will put his word in their mouths, that they will speak with authority and clarity. And it will be said of them as it was said in the same on the days of Christ. This is a scribe, but he is different. He speaks with authority. That is what God is doing. And the second assignment I have, the Lord said I should speak to the nation of Nigeria from this platform. That he hasn't gotten to the bus stop, he is going. That Nigeria has a destiny to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the nations. And because of that, he needs the throne of Nigeria. I saw a vision last week. In that vision, I saw Asurok and I saw the throne. I saw that the throne was empty. I saw the president, he was sitting in a seat, but not on the throne, and he was doing some things. And the Lord said to him, do what you need to do and go. And the Lord said his counsel for the nation, his counsel for the nation, that he is raising a David because he wants to bring the throne of David to Nigeria. That it is not his will that Nigeria will go to hell. You know that it's not only individuals that will go to hell. The Bible says the nations that do not obey God will be cast into hell. All the nations that forget God. Psalm 9 verse 17. Some nations, you will not see them on the face of the earth when Christ returns, because they will be buried underground. But the Lord says it's not his will for Nigeria to go that direction, because his love for the nation and the covenant with the fathers. So the Lord is preparing the throne of Nigeria for a David. And he wants the church to have understanding that what has happened is just chapter one in a book with many chapters. That we should know his heart and proclaim it, because that is what he's going to do. Will the Lord do anything on earth without revealing his counsel to his servants, the prophets? And so the throne of Nigeria is empty. The throne waits for David. And because of that, God will raise people of prayer, people of understanding, that he will send to different places to declare that this is his counsel. And the Lord said that for this thing to come, that there are men who have become like gods, who are opposing him in our nation, and he is going to take them down. The Lord showed me six of those people. I will speak in such a way, but if Pastor calls me later, I'll mention names. But I know it's not wise to speak that from this platform. Four of them from the north, men who have become gods, who have through sacrifices and blood that they have donated to Satan, they now see themselves as gods. They can do and undo. But in this season, because God is closing the window of grace, they will be cut down. I saw four from the north, one from the southeast, one from the southwest. And the Lord says that the one that will fall from the southwest will rejoice the heart of many, because he has put the southwest in his pocket. And he took a garment, the occulted that garment that Awolowo used to bewitch the southwest. That is what he's using to bewitch the people. But in this season, that God is closing the door of grace. You will look for him, you will not find him. And I want to close by reading this Psalm 52. If you read it later, it will speak to you. It's the summary of what the Lord is doing. Psalm 52. The Lord is speaking to these men who have become gods. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischief, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. This is the word of God and the decree that has gone out against these six men. I know there are others, but these are the ones God has shown. And as many others that are in this boat, we agree with God that this shall be your destiny. Because the Lord says if he doesn't pluck them out, there can be no moving forward for our nation. And he needs Nigeria to move forward. Because it's Nigeria that will preach to the Arabs. The Lord said the Arab nations have not repented because missionaries that will salvage them will go from Nigeria and Africa. So that is our destiny. Finally, the Lord wants me to give this word of assurance to the righteous from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. Because this day of darkness is also a day of unparalleled blessing. I like us to stand up if we agree that this is what the Lord wants to do. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord binded up the breach of his people and healed the stroke of their wound. Finally, Isaiah chapter 60. This is what the Lord is doing for his people also. He is asking you to arise and shine. For your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. This is the word of the Lord to you, and it is so. The angels of his presence are here to establish it. And this one doesn't need long prayer. It shall be so in Jesus' name.